Bay with a high of 87.
Yesterday, we peaked at 90, overnight low down to 66. Right now, it is partly to mostly cloudy and 68 degrees here at KVOE Live.
And local.
And our headlines this morning, a service of Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill. Bruff's is open for lunch. Now through Labor Day, Bruff's will be open daily, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Bruff's is looking forward to serving you. Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. Midweek, September is here. It's the Labor Day holiday weekend. And I'll tell you what a way to get into Labor Day. All the way. But Halfway to Everywhere is coming up on Saturday in downtown Emporia. And Hank Osterhout, the lead organizer of this wonderful music and arts festival, is with us here this morning. Hank, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm tired, but I'm doing great. I'm actually at our workshop in South Lyon County working on speakers. And I was listening to the broadcast right before I got on, and I wanted to make an entry for the coolest product you can find this. One of them will be on site this Saturday. It's called Apex. They make stages that are mobile, fold-out, awesome hydraulically-powered stages. They push a button, and they basically fold into this giant Voltron type of thing. It's really cool. So, yeah, Saturday. Big day coming right up. A lot of bands. A lot of artwork, a lot of people, and it's going to be great.
Yes, indeed. Things will kick off and launch at noon and go until midnight. And we got five stages. And how many bands we got coming in, Hank?
Well, we had 35. Unfortunately, we had a couple of cancellations due to COVID. But I ended up swapping a couple of those out. And in place of one, we're actually going to do a memorial for Max Byron. We're going to play the Box Turtles album, Full Tilt. So everything's still good. We still have 34 bands playing. We have five stages. I keep my eye on the weather. It keeps wavering on me. But even at its worst, it looks like we might get a little bit of a shower at some point in the day. But I'm not going to let that ruin my parade.
Speaking of the different activities and the number of bands, where do you have your stages at here this year?
Well, for those who attended in 2019, there's a real similar layout, just with a couple of slight differences. So the KVOE stage will be on 7th Avenue, right on the intersection, well, off the intersection of Commercial, and its back will be kind of up to Commercial, so it'll be facing the west. The Emporia stage is going to be in the Farmer's Market parking lot on the very north side of it, right down the middle. And that is also accompanied by the Emporia First Friday Arts Market. Of course, it's a Saturday, but Kayla and I came to the realization that most of the time, Halfway to Everywhere is going to be on the first Saturday. So we figured it was our best interest to kind of strike while the iron's hot and see if we can turn this into a full weekend type of extravaganza. So that's kind of, we got the groundwork laid for that this weekend. And then we've got, just like 2019, we have the Bourbon Cowboy inside the fantastic music venue that already exists. Really little work for me to do there, which I'm really happy about. And then, of course, we have the back patio of Radius Brewing Company. Also a nice little venue that already exists and less work for me, which I, again, am happy about. The addition this year is going to be in that parking lot that serves Radius and Bourbon Cowboy. That is going to be the ESU Roots stage. So for those who were in attendance 2 years ago, there was a smaller stage that was in the Farmer's Market parking lot. That's getting replaced by that big, fantastic Apex stage I was just tooting their horn about a minute ago. And that the root stage, that smaller stage, is going to be the one that is now in the Farmer's Market park, or excuse me, in the Radius parking lot. So five full stage productions, mostly outside, a lot of space, a lot of bands, a lot of art, a lot of fun, usually a lot of hugs. We'll see this year. COVID is, COVID's really putting the kibosh on the hug scene.
But it is outdoors, and everything is a go. Halfway to Everywhere, it's downtown Emporia starting Saturday at noon. And where will the artist market be set up? Is that going to be in the market parking lot there, Hank?
That is. So the farmer's market kiosk is basically our kind of centralized location for all things HTE. It's going to be the official for our Halfway to Everywhere merchandise booth, so you'll be able to get your T-shirts, your sunglasses, your stickers, your print board, your disc golf disc, your bags, your free fires, all those kind of things. And then from that point, or parallel to this, right just 20 feet away, will be the ESF booth. And those are kind of the, how should I say, they're like the portcullis of the castle that is the ESF vendors market. So right, those two rows right there in the middle, right, I think we have about 20, 25 vendors. And then we have on the west side of the parking lot, kind of butted up against Merchant Street, will be a half a dozen or so food truck vendors.
Okay.
So nice, full, big event, full of lots of stuff to do.
And this is a free event and open to all ages, but you do have an opportunity to maybe enhance the experience with a VIP ticket, right?
That's correct. So first I should say that for GA, you can just show up. We are asking that you take two or three minutes and you visit our website at ksfreeforarts.org, and you go to the Halfway to Everywhere tab, and you claim your free ticket. And what that does for you is when you show at the gate, your phone or wherever, whatever, your proof of claiming your free ticket, that gets you one of our programs. We have these nice full-color programs that are printed by the ESU printing department. And they've got the stage schedule and the map. They also have a parking map, which was put together by Iron Design. But yeah, as you mentioned, there's also an enhancement. So if you're one of those people who want to help contribute to the event and want to see it go further and continue to happen every Labor Day weekend, but also enjoy having a good time, you can buy a VIP ticket. And the VIP experience, basically, patrons who have this one will check into the VIP check-in area, which is in the Trustler Business Center. And the fabulous Andrea Garitano will hand you your VIP laminate, which we just got in the mail yesterday, and they look super slick. And that laminate gains access to all of our VIP areas. So first off, the Trustler Business Center is one of them. And then there will be a pop-up tent next to all of the outdoor stage productions. And under that pop-up tent will be coolers full of delightful and cold beverages for the hot summer day that you'll be experiencing. And then sometime midday, I'm thinking it's going to be around 3, we're still working that out, we have a catered meal that is catered by Bobby D's. In addition to having your cool laminate and having access to all these areas, by the way, the areas that are next to the stages are also serve as the artist hospitality areas. So, you know, if you happen to be a fanboy of one of the bands that they're on stage, you can sort of casually sneak back there and say, oh, yes, I'm an important person here. Nice to meet you. Oh, you're the stand. Cool, very cool. Get your T-shirt signed and all that good stuff. But then you also get a whole slew of we basically deck you out with the full board of H2E merchandise. So there's a tote bag. There's a T-shirt. We actually have three different colors of T-shirts you can choose from. There's a pair of shades. There's stickers. There's a big poster. Of course, the poster is, if you are following, and if you're that kind of person, I recommend you grab your poster, and then you do your casual hangout at the VIP/artist area, and you take your Sharpie with you, and then you get that poster signed up by absolutely every artist you can get signed. Now, yeah. Not to worry if you're unable to catch all the bands and get all the signatures. The bands are required to sign about 20 of those posters before I give them their credentials. So by the end of the festival, I will have a handful of fully signed Halfway to Everywhere 2 posters available for purchase or auction. And I actually have a few from 2019 left over as well. So a lot of cool stuff comes with the VIP package. And I think, in my opinion, the best part about it is you kind of help the organization move forward and put more festivals on.
Well, we appreciate all and all that you and your group are doing. A lot of work goes into this. 34-plus bands and 5 stages and all kinds of stuff to keep active and moving along all day into the night on Saturday, Halfway to Everywhere. Well, Hank, appreciate your time this morning, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. I'll see you Saturday, if not sooner.
Okay, thanks, Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hank Osterhout. Hank is the lead organizer. Yeah, he's been busy. putting this all together.
There's no
a lot
lie.
Of pieces of this puzzle, I'll tell you. So a big Halfway to Everywhere Music and Arts Festival this Saturday starts at noon downtown and goes until midnight. And again, if you like more information and get your free tickets and also an opportunity to buy those VIP tickets, log on to ksfreeforarts.org. That will take you there. KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 844, 68 degrees. Good morning.
Take time to relax during this three-day Labor Day weekend and let the liquor store at 507 South Commercial help you do just that. Stock up on your favorite beer, wine, and spirits as you head to the lake. Sit back on your deck around the